KF Mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
Good morning, KA3JCA. Hello, Andrew and David.
Richard.
Morning, Richard. How are y'all doing this morning?
Pretty good, sitting here drinking a cup of coffee and looking at the marketplace junk on Facebook.
A lot of fun, David. I could sure use a cup of coffee now, but I'll see if I can get my daughter or my wife to round me up a cup there. And hopefully we can get this repeater warmed up off along Squelch Tail this morning here, KA3GCA in the group.
Facebook Marketplace now to get you in trouble.
I'm liable to buy something I absolutely don't need.
Facing itself on there, don't they, David?
They'll do it anyway.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, Facebook Marketplace is usually end up buying something you don't need. Go ahead, Rich.
I was saying that you have to entice you with all these sales and stuff that you don't need. You know, it's one man's trash is another man's treasure. KA3GCA. All right, my daughter just brought me a couple of eggs. I'm going to eat those now. I'll let you guys pick it up, and I'll be back in a few minutes. KA3GCA.
Okay, we'll catch you in a little bit. Back to you.
Enjoy your breakfast. Oh, man. I'm tired this morning. I wish I could sleep in.
I didn't sleep too good either. My mom fell at the nursing home last night, and they had to take her to the hospital, and they admitted her over at the hospital, and so it's one of them things. She's got Alzheimer's, and well, anyway, that's is what it is.
Break anything, maybe just a little bruise or something. Hopefully everything will turn out all right.
Thankfully she didn't break anything. She had to have some stitches on her nose, though. She kind of, you know, I think fell face first, so, you know, she got some damage there, but thankfully she didn't break a hip or any bones. You know, they did all the x-rays and everything, but I think she's going to be all right. But yeah, I'm looking at a good price on some rims and tires. Thing is, they're up in Hendersonville, and it's a good little jump for me to go up there and take a look at them.
A little bit of a ride just to go look, not knowing whether you're actually going to get them or not.
It's hard to tell. We just want, you know, one small picture on the internet, you know, if they got good tread and all this, you know.
KN4TFW Mobile.
KO4CEF Mobile.
Ken, come on in. KF4NXY, David.
Yeah, good morning, David. Good morning, Andrew. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good, just sitting here drinking some coffee. I'll let y'all two pick it up a little bit. I'm going to get a little bit more coffee and get a little bit more awake. KF4NXY.
Coffee, KO4CEF. Oh, man, Ken. Woo, I wish I could sleep in a little while longer.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
And then I'd look at the time on the ceiling and just debating on how much more I can do just to get a few more minutes. I would have been way too late. It was after 11.
No time for me and that, but I know some mornings I wake up tired. I'll sit on the bed, edge of the bed, and be like, well, 16 more hours, I can go back to sleep.
Never figured out how many more hours before I go back to sleep. That's hilarious.
I got to ride to Simpsonville as soon as I get to work this morning.
Simpsonville.
One of those blowers that you like you use when you're working in a confined space or like in a manhole or something like that?
I'm fresh air.
Yeah. A bunch of contractors out there today, and they're working in several tanks, and I'm one short. I think this one is just a welding service, and that, so they use our stuff when they get inside the tank because they just need a certified welder.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
4 HGX. Good morning, gentlemen.
4 CEF.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4 TFW.
I think I could have slept a little longer this morning, too. This cooler weather.
I'm definitely loving the weather. I'm glad it's cooling down just a little bit.
And the frost up there by you, Patrick, this weekend, right?
To be honest with you, I hadn't looked that far ahead. I think I seen where it was supposed to be down in the low 30s, so yeah, probably so.
39 here on Sunday morning.
Cool then.
On the second week of October is when we get our first killing frost, so it's about on par.
Start making plans for winter field days so we can actually do something together somewhere.
That sounds like a good plan.
Before we know it, it's coming up in January.
Hopefully the grader will have the road and all that done on my property. We can go there and try it out.
Me?
Come or we just blow you out of the water on that idea?
Oh, I don't know. That's a little bit far out, January.
About how fast the end of the year usually goes when we get toward Thanksgiving and Christmas. You blink and it'll be here.
Right about that.
Any other good spots for you to try to set up anywhere? Which, now that it's getting cool, it's about time to do a go camping and do a POTA activation.
Talking to Tommy, I can't remember his call sign right now, but he works down at Benson, and he does POTA activations. He is up here at Holman State Forest, which is right here next to where I live, and he's up here trying to do POTA. He said, hey, I could barely even get out on FT8 up there. He says, I had a hard time even getting my minimum contacts for activating that park.
Location, like being up next to the mountain, or just band conditions?
It's just funny because I have such a hard time with everything up here, and it's like that's right there where we were talking about. Cause that's what brought it up, is how hard it is for me to get out on sometimes and some bands. And he's like, yeah, I get it. If you live right there close to Home State Forest, cause he said, I went up to do FD8 and struggled to make my contacts with it.
I wonder what really was the reason. Because, I mean, HF, you know, it won't quite as be affected by it. I mean, it does, I'm sure, but I don't know. I'm curious.
We're HGX. Andrew, you're going to have to work as late today as you did yesterday.
Tuesday, so I'll actually try to slip out about anywhere between 3:30 and 4 o'clock. I've got to get the boys to Boy Scouts this evening.
From Richard lately, I haven't heard him on in a couple of days.
Go. I don't think you haven't said much. Go ahead.
Wondering if anybody's heard from Richard. I hadn't heard him in a couple of days.
On the radio yesterday, briefly. But it was after we'd cleared and I was done in my route.
All right, stop talking about me, KA3JC8.
I knew that it'd get you woke up. KN4TFW.
So, and he got him some breakfast.
Richard, KO4HG.
Good morning, Patrick, and I'm Andrew, I'm back. Yeah, they was probably still sleeping while you and I and David were talking. Nah, Ashley made me some eggs this morning, so I took a few minutes while Andrew and David talking I heard Ken jump in there, but I wanted to finish my eggs. And now I'm going to try to talk my lovely wife into making a cup of coffee for me since I'm up KA3JCA in the group.
I'm talking with Andrew. In the morning, I was definitely up. I was not sleeping.
Getting up too early.
On it now. Makes me sleepy again.
Simpsonville this morning. Negative.
Ken, you and Richard doubled, I believe.
Go ahead, Richard.
Be right back. Chandler's calling me on DMR, and I'll be right back, KA3JCA.
Hello, KO4HK.
Finally figured out what the work radios were, what frequency they're using. They're using 451.85 and 456.85. I meant to bring my Malfang up here to see if I could hear it on it.
Murder band is where they're at, and you can tune your E-zone to that frequency. You just can't transmit on it.
Digital encryption or digital something or another. It won't be DMR, but...
No, I just have this, I was getting a license upgrade and that, and I happened to see, you know, where it listed on the license, the frequencies, but it didn't, that's about all it said.
HGAG, it's probably about time for me to make the jump.
USY.
KN4TFW, clear.
KO4HGAG, QSY.
CA is monitoring.
N4ZLK mobile.
N4ZLK, KA3JCA. And Sally's laying here and she said good morning to you also.
Hope we didn't disturb you.
Yeah. She rolls over and tells me she has another hour and a half to sleep. No, her dog, Coco, woke me up a little bit before 5 o'clock. And had to go out to the bathroom, and I'm like, it is cold outside.
Cooler this morning. I just installed this radio in this truck last night. I changed vehicles when I changed the route, and actually changed vehicles again at the end of last week, Friday. So hope the signal sounds okay. I'm not too pleased with this antenna location. I'm going to try to put it like how I had it on the other vehicle, because it seemed like the net, when I was driving down south on 85 last night, I was not copying the repeater very well.
You can't put it up like a couple of feet on top of the trailer itself there, but then you have them overpasses to worry about hitting the whip.
Are only 2 to 3 inches taller than the trailer, so this doesn't give you much clearance.
Put yourself a nice preamp in there, and I don't know what kind of power you're running, but you know, something to give you 50, 60 watts on VHF there, UHF 40, 45, 50, and you'll be able to get out good.
Does 15 on low power and 65 on high power, so just two settings. I rarely use the high power setting.
No, I agree. I think I was going to say, I think we lost, I was listening to the other guys, and Chandler called, so I went to answer him and on DMR, but I guess the other guys went to the other frequency, huh?
Listened for a few minutes, but signal wasn't that strong, and then it was even weaker on the other repeater. But yeah, they switched over, and I just stayed over here.
Oh, that's good, because it was funny. When I said I was monitoring again, Sally had just said, have I heard from Shane?
Yeah, in a few days, you know, I kind of
don't have access to my radio room there at the house right now. And my truck broke down last week, which is my personal truck. So it got towed to the shop yesterday morning. So I'm kind of getting radio-less unless I, you know, get to work. I've got an HT that I can use at home, but it's not very good, you know, mobile back and forth to work.
To me, when I initially had one of those little Bofang radios, it was real cheap. I bought one of those cheap outdoor glass antennas that just you roll the window down enough, put it hanging on the outside. It was nothing more than like the rubber duck antenna that was screwed on that little SMA adapter going down the highway.
The difference. I've got a, you know, mag mount, the quarter wave mag mount also that I could put up, but I'm driving my mother's car. She got an extra car. I borrowed it while my truck is in the shop, and I don't feel like messing with that. So I'll have it back here hopefully in a couple.
It took Ashley's, she threw a belt on one of her tires. I'm not sure why, but they went to replace the tires, and then she went to pick it up the following day, and they showed her where her brake pads apparently, I don't know if it cracked or broke, but then the rivets dug into the rotor and tore up her rotors, so she had to get that repaired.
That seems like there's always something going on with a vehicle. If you buy a vehicle, you're going to have to do repairs on it. I haven't heard of a tire throwing a belt in a long time. That seems a little unusual.
And I'm thinking Ashley hit something and doesn't want to fess up to it because the tire that threw the belt, she was traveling down the highway about 2 years ago, and right there on 385 there, just south of Woodruff Road, where the new 385 / old 385 merged together, kind of like it's that extra run-on lane, is where she had a flat tire, and they had to call somebody out to get it fixed, and then we had the tires, two tires replaced, and that's, for a tire to only last 2 years, she had to have hit something.
Sounds like she probably did. There's so much debris all over the roads nowadays, it's hard not to hit something every once in a while.
Know that. So, well, listen, you get a little spotty there. I'm not sure where you're at, but I'm going to go over here and see if I can talk Sally into making me a cup of coffee here and play with my dog here because he keeps nudging me. He wants attention. So, Shane, you have a wonderful day, sir, and get some rest there, and we will talk to you later on. KA3JCA.
Don't bug Sally too much for that coffee. Let her sleep. Anyway, you two have a good day, and good to hear you. 10-4-ZLK.
N4ZLK, W4DJW. You still there, Shane?
Okay, good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Shane. Are you just now getting back from Atlanta? I guess you're kind of tired, aren't you?
By the way, I did pull over and take a little nap on the way back up.
You going to come home and go to bed?
The plan.
All right. Well, I just thought I'd say good morning. I heard you, and I thought, he's been up all night long. You sound mighty chipper for somebody who's been up all night long. You been drinking coffee?
Cup on the way down about 10 o'clock.
All right. Well, I won't keep you. I just thought I'd say good morning because I remember talking to you last night. You were going to head down that way. Now you're headed back. Anyway, stay awake till you get home and then sleep really good.
That is a four-day route or four-night run, so I get about 12 hours on it. But it keeps me moving. I make several stops, so I'm not just driving all night, which makes a big difference. It keeps me awake. But yeah, that's the plan. I'm going to go home and sleep and do it tonight, and then I'll be off Wednesday night. Have a good day, Dave. N4ZLK.
You too. W4DJW clear.
TFW Mobile.